Zoo Store. Official Tiger Outfitters since 1899. Call them at 636-730-3100. TheMizzouStore.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't just sell parts. Oh, no. We get you the part you need. Lickety-split. Our knowledgeable team members will do the legwork, arm work, or torso work, whatever it takes, to make sure you don't just get a part, you get the right part. Fast. Plus, now, get up to $30 back by mail when you buy Wagner Thermo Quiet Brake Pads. Service is our best part at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details, mail-in rebate, void where prohibited.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? UsedJewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.UsedJewelryBuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to UsedJewelryBuyer.com.
Spend your tax refund on state minimum coverage from Safe Auto. To keep you legal and protect you in case of an accident, call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe. Spend less.
Hi, this is Steve Light.
And this is Greg Gonzalez with the Retirement Income Consulting Group.
Join us every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. for Retire Worry Free with Steve and Greg, where we discuss your retirement income and investment concerns.
That's every Sunday at 2 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and
peers. There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
the brown stain on the mattress.
So can you stand up? We're about to
Am I familiar with looking at that every time I look over at my wife's side of the bed?
Oh, man. Woo. After she eats ice cream.
Ice cream. That does it every time. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the last day of the month of February, February 28th edition, Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I want to thank all the dental clinics who have come on board and bought advertising as a result of having heard me for... 13, 14 years talk about Ballast Dental Care. You just couldn't stand it. You thought, we got to go on and try to sound like them. Well, good luck. You can sound like them. But,
hey,
there's only one, Ballast Dental Care. We'll talk after we're about to do what we always do this time of day, and that is introduce our control board operator, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are not currently happy with your financial advice, we would like you to get a second opinion with our friends Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
That was flawless. You know, you've gotten much better. There was not a hesitation, not a misunderstood word, not a stumble, not a belch.
You're polished now.
You're polished. No, you're a polished professional.
Yes.
You really are.
I'm polished.
Hey, this has nothing to do with anything, but things come into my head and I have to do it. You remember this really horrible, stupid knock-knock joke? Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting
Moo.
Cow.
Yeah. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
I didn't say it was funny.
No.
I just said, and I remembered it.
It just popped into your head?
Just popped in.
Wow.
That's what happens to me. Things just pop in. Hey, look, who else just popped in? Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
No, I don't know. No, I don't know all the knock-knock jokes for everyone. Okay. Knock-knock. Cheese.
Who's there?
What?
No,
what did you just say?
The red boy doesn't even understand how it works.
You just said cheese.
I said knock, knock. He said, who's there? And I said, cheese. And he said, cheese who? Like, I'm supposed to... You have to have a punchline.
Oh, my goodness.
This is so stupid. You know what? You're off the show till Tuesday.
What?
I'm sorry. I've never put anybody on suspension on the air before.
I think
but this
necessary.
Is starting to get too ridiculous. This cheese stuff.
Yep.
How many times have I said this cheese thing is stupid?
Yeah.
Many
times.
Tuesday, Rat Boy. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limpers from the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah, if you're going to do a cheese thing, make it funny.
Knock, knock.
What?
Who's there?
He said, no, the Rat Boy said knock, knock.
Yeah. And I said, cheese, and he said, cheese who? Like, that means I'm supposed to have the punchline. He doesn't even understand.
I thought you were supposed to say, who's there?
I am.
Yeah, what
he doesn't get it. He doesn't understand how. Remember when I was a kid, the one I thought was so funny? And what? Knock, knock jokes kind of went away, didn't they? They just became corny. But I remember knock, knock, who's there? Sam and Janet. You remember this one?
No.
Sam and Janet who? Sam and Janet evening.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. No. I didn't say it was funny.
I remember the knock, knock one. You go, knock, knock, who's there? And you go, banana. You say that like three times. And then you say, knock, knock, who's there? Orange. Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
that's not funny either. Come to think of it, I don't think any of these things are funny now that we're running through them again. Knock, knock, who's there? Boo, boo, hoo. Well, if you're going to cry, I'll just go home. You know, there really weren't many funny ones.
No.
And again, not only did somebody have to write the first knock, how did that happen? The first knock, knock joke. Somebody at some point had to say, let's see, what can I do? I tell you what, I'll go knock, knock, and they'll say, who's there? And then I'll say something, and they'll say something, and I'll go, punchline. I mean, how do you come up with that? We are brought to you today by Ballast Dental Care. It's a dental clinic. Pretty obvious. They have, I believe, 10... What do you call them? Oh, they're not offices. 10 patient rooms where they have those chairs with... did you ever, when the dentist is not in the room, did you ever get up and start messing with the pedals on those chairs?
Oh, yeah.
I have.
Yeah,
it's fun, man. But then you get it all messed up and you can't fix it back before they get in there because it's hard to... There's like 12 different foot pedals that make the chair do different things. But if I sit down and they walk away and I'm kind of uncomfortable, I get up and I go start pushing things and try to... And then they walk in and go, what are you doing? And I go, I'm just trying to readjust my chair. I don't think you're really supposed to mess with stuff like that.
No.
But I do. And then I told you the one time, and this is, please do not try this on your own. This is a horrible thing to do. I turned up my own nitrous, and I got sick. I cranked that thing up to a full 10, and I'm not kidding. I was sick for like 8 hours on that nitrous because I just thought the more you take, the more you'll laugh. And then my dentist, the Dr. Watanabe, walks back in, and he started to kind of realize that something wasn't right, and he said, are you okay? And I went, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm great. Yeah, I'm fine. And he says, what? And he looked over, and he saw the dial had just been. He said, did you touch the nitrous thing? I said, yeah, I did, yeah. And it was funny and then nauseating. But they have nitrous, and I have never used it since then. It's like getting sick on something, and then you can't ever eat that food again because you were sick. Because I don't need nitrous. And by the way, I don't need it anyway because somehow or other, these people have gone to some special training and learned how to give a pain-free shot. Now, I'm not going to say that there's never been anybody who sat in the chair and didn't kind of feel something when they got a shot, but I'm not kidding when I tell you I don't know when they give me the shot. Now, that wasn't always the case, because I remember years ago, when I was a kid, when that dentist would walk toward you with that needle, grab the arms of that chair, brace yourself, because it was going to hurt. Come a long, long way. Now, lots of dental offices have, I'm sure, exactly the same equipment that they have at Ballast Dental Care, but they don't have the same people. And that is what separates one car dealer from another, one heating and cooling company from another, and one dental clinic from another. And if for whatever reason you don't, now, honestly, if you don't look forward to going to your next dental appointment and you think it's actually that's impossible to do, then you really are not going to the right place. Ballast Dental Care, 40 years, 40 years I've been going there. I think it's 40 years next month. I think it's either March or April. It'll be 40 years, and I'm inviting you to join me. And, yes, they will take you as a new patient. I don't care if you just need a cleaning and your teeth are fine and you've taken great care of them. You just decided it's time for a change. Your dentist is old and grumpy and mean and doesn't tell good jokes. And by the way, if a dentist doesn't tell good jokes, they shouldn't tell jokes at all. Nothing worse than somebody trying to be funny who's not funny. We'll take this show, for example.
Yeah.
Trying to be funny, but not funny. Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Little heads up for all of you people who enjoy the sport of shooting or hunting. Pistols Plus, Jim and Pam Reese own Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, and they have been traveling the country. They were in Vegas at the SHOT Show. They just went to Florida, and I talked to Jim this morning, and he said across the country, wherever they've gone, it is amazing how empty a lot of the stores' cases and walls are where there used to be lots of guns. This administration has done more for the sale of guns than anybody could ever have done within the industry. And there's a shortage. There's a shortage of ammunition, shortage of guns. But I'm here to tell you that Pistols Plus has lots of guns and lots of ammo. And a week from this coming Saturday, the 9th, that's a Saturday, so you can get to the lake at 9 o'clock. No, I'm sorry, 11 o'clock in the morning, there's going to be a big auction on guns and ammo. A lot of stuff on consignment, a lot of new stuff. If you want to know more, go to the Pistols Plus website. It's pistolsplusguns.net, and you'll see all about that auction. I'm sure it's on their website. If not, it will be any day. So a lot of stuff. And I would call them because there are some calibers that even they have short supply of. So depending on how much you want, it'd be a good idea to call first. I heard in the newscast a while ago, the ABC News, and every time I hear something like this, I don't get it. It's one of the things for all that's right with this country that I think is wrong with this country. And essentially what the newscast said was that Clint Eastwood has asked Congress to overturn the ban on gay marriage. Really? Is that how the country works? Clint Eastwood decides and tells our president and our congressman. It's not until Clint Eastwood says it that he gets to. How does that work? How do these people get the ear of Washington?
Yeah, I don't know.
And I see Sally Field or whoever it is. I just pulled a name out of thin air. At a congressional hearing. How about one of us going to a congressional hearing? How about us getting to speak before a subcommittee? But if it's a movie, well, who wants to come in? I'm sorry, Mr. President, Robert De Niro says he would like to speak before Congress. Well, by all means, bring him in. And then let's let him tell us what to do. I don't get it. Now, here's another thing I don't get. You know who Dennis Tito is?
No.
He was that really wealthy guy who paid $20 million to go into space and get on the space shuttle. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
$20 million. Obviously, he has a lot of money. Well, check this out. He has plans. He's a big fan of space travel. So now that he's been in space, he wants to finance a round-trip visit to Mars by a husband and wife. Now he's going to finance, meaning the technology, and but the couple has to pay. It will cost the couple $20 million. What will happen is you and your wife, or you and your husband, this is not a joke, I'm reading the article, will pay $20 million to sit in a capsule for 501 days together.
Oh.
No thanks.
What in this
world? Let me repeat this. You and your spouse, 501 days. I guess that's how long it takes to get. You know the expression, are we there yet?
Yeah.
I mean, can you even imagine you're in space and you keep looking at your wall. What day is it? What's the calendar? Oh, how much longer? And it's 16 months, basically, to get to Mars just to go around it. You're not going to land on it. And now, back home.
Oh.
I don't get it. I don't get why any what free I wouldn't do it. If they didn't even charge the $20 million. And he says he's going to help personally finance the, you know, the rocket and the rest of that stuff. But and here's the other thing. They already have dozens of applications from really rich people who are already lined up going, I'm in. I want to go. I know. I don't get it. Now, this is disgusting, and I'm going to tell you it's disgusting, and so you have time to tune away or whatever it is you want to do, but I think we need to know there are people in this world like this 18-year-old who is a necrophiliac. That's people who like to do it with dead people. They have arrested her. She has had three-way sex with the corpses of two men.
Two corpses?
Yeah. Now, my first question is, how is that possible? The guy's dead.
Well, rigor mortis.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, you got something there. That says that it piled the bodies of these two guys, both 22 years of age, together, put a beige sheet across them, and she and her boyfriend would lie on top of them. Now, let me, there's one part
here. Boyfriend's involved, too?
Yeah, he's involved, too. It says, after killing the men, she jumped on their backs and surfed on their dead bodies.
Whoa. Oh, they killed them, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Kill them so they can have fun with their bodies. Now, see, this is a situation where I'm not always in favor of the death penalty, but what are you going to do with people like? There's no rehab for somebody who wants to do this. There's something really bad wrong with them, I say. Said that, and this is the greatest part, says they believe the men they killed, one, they wanted to kill them because they thought they might be carrying a lot of money, and they suspected one of them was a drug dealer and might have as much as $100 on him.
Whoa!
Okay.
That'll have you set for life.
Now I'm starting to change my mind. Yeah, I didn't realize it was that kind of money. Mm. Brother. Necrophilia. Go figure that one out. You know who Jared Fogel is?
Sure, Subway.
You like that guy?
I don't know.
He's kind of weird.
Yeah, I have a hard time watching him because I think he's real awkward and geeky. Well, guess what? He can be awkward and geeky all he wants. He's worth $15 million just because of Subway.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
And didn't he just go into and he did the Subway diet, right? He just ate Subway sandwiches.
Yeah, it all started because he wrote Subway a letter. He was 400, I think, 25 pounds, and he's down to 180 or whatever. I mean, it's an incredible story, but he just wrote Subway a letter and just said, hey, I just thought you'd like to know I've lost. And when they saw how much weight it was, they contacted him and go, you got to be kidding me. This is our new whole, this is our, stop the ad agency, stop the campaign. We have a whole new campaign. And their whole focus became eat fresh, eat healthy, based on one guy and his letter and his success story. And it has absolutely paid off for him because if you look at him and watch him, he still seems like one of those guys who's uncomfortable on TV to me. He's not camera friendly. He's not. But they say when he goes and does appearances, by the way, when he speaks, he gets between $5,000 to $10,000 just to come talk to your group.
Wow.
So, yeah, good gig if you can get it. I guess I'll close out here with a list of statistics that I've said many, many times that given the choice to be a man or a woman, I think it's really tougher to be a woman. I'm glad I wasn't born a woman. That monthly thing, and then you have, a childbirth, and then you have all the makeup. It takes forever to get ready. You got to wear a bunch of weird underwear with a lot of elastic straps and stuff. I think being a woman is tough until I read this. And now, ladies, I want you to see maybe how lucky you are according to this report that's just been released about men and the problems they face that women don't face. I'll start with this. Three-fourths of suicides are men. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? Miserable.
Get out of here.
73% of adults. You know these stories where they say somebody is reported missing, they walked away from a nursing home, and they were carrying a blanket, and please, if you see this person, 73% of those are men.
Oh.
Wow.
Ooh. Of the sleep statistics, the people who have the toughest time sleeping and toss and turn the most, what they call rough sleepers, 90% of them are men.
Wow.
Men are three times more likely than women to become alcoholics. Men are more than twice as likely to use narcotics. 79% of drug-related deaths occur in men. Men make up 94% of the prison population.
Wow.
72% of male prisoners suffer from two or more mental disorders. Men have lower access to social support of friends, relatives, and community. You know, women, they've got 1,000 friends. They just call their friends and have lunch. We don't have that. We don't have that support group. It says men are more likely to suffer from personality disorders. Men are performing less than girls at all levels of education. Men are four times more likely to be diagnosed as having behavioral, emotional, or social difficulty. 80% of children who are permanently expelled from school are boys. I did not know how tough we had it until I read this. I'm starting to feel really horrible about being a man.
Yep.
There you are, ladies. I know you got the monthly thing, but... and I know when you go to the doctor, you got the stirrups and all. I get it. But you heard what we have to go through. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, I got a request for this joke, and I like to run this by Dan and Peon. And Dan was out of the room, so I said, Peon, you think it's been long enough since I told this joke? And he said, oh, yeah. And I'm glad because I love to tell this joke. This is the story of a reporter who works for a magazine called People We Should Know magazine. And it's a magazine where they do stories about people in the country that we don't know about and we don't know very well. And it's sort of a get-to-know-them feature that he writes where he goes and finds unusual people. In this particular article... is about real hillbillies in West Virginia. And I don't just mean hillbilly when you say like redneck Jeff Foxworthy. I mean people with no plumbing. I mean in shacks and shanties way up in the hills of West Virginia. The most uneducated, ignorant, unskilled people. So he gets in a four-wheel drive and trudges through the heavy woods, deep in the mountains, to interview a real hillbilly. And he meets the guy and he says, I'm writing an article and I would love to sit with you here and just get to know something about your life. He said, I know it's a crude life. I know you have no plumbing and you don't even have a phone. And the guy goes, no, we ain't got no phone. He says, could you tell me a story that I could put in my article? A story of, something that just... in your life's experience as a true hillbilly stands out, something you'll never forget, something that shows the supportive nature of the hillbilly community. Because you people, I understand, have to depend heavily on each other because you don't really get out. And so he said, oh, I got your story, all right. He said, it was about 6 years ago. Jeb, who lives about a mile from here, his wife is not right in the head. And she went out and she got lost. And Jed, he went out and he rang the bell. We got a big, everybody's got a big old bell. Ding, ding. And the certain rings means help, help, help. And so he rang the bell and we all come a running because we knew Jeb needed help. And there's about, 10 or 12 of us men. And we got to his house. We said, well, what's the problem? And he said, it's my wife. It's Maybelle. She's gone. She went out, and I think she's lost, and she's gone. He says, well, let me tell you something. One thing about us hillbillies here in the hills, we help our neighbors. And so what we done is we all got together, and it was kind of cold, so we got to, you know, made sure we had blankets and warm clothes. But we took a lot of booze with us, a lot of whiskey. We make our own whiskey, moonshine, because we knew we'd be getting cold out there. So we went out there in the woods, and we took our flashlights and our lanterns, and we're calling, Maybell, Maybell. And it was out there like 5 or 6 hours, and we'd had a whole bunch of moonshine, so we was pretty liquored up and drunk up when we found her. And when we found her, we all just lined up and had our way with her. We had sex with her because we was all drunk up, and he didn't care because he's drunk up too. He said, go on, I'll go after you guys go. And the reporter said, hold, wait a second, hold it. I can't tell this. I can't write this story. You're telling me your friend's wife got lost, and you all found her, and you're drunk, and you all had sex with her? He goes, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. He says, no, give me another story. Give me another story that doesn't involve, you know, gang banging your friend's wife. I mean, another story of coming together and getting together and helping each other. He says, all right, I got one. About 5 years ago, Zeke's prize goat got out. Now, this is a prize goat, 3 blue ribbons. It's like a member of the family. But something may eat a hole in the fence, and the goat got out. So he rang that bell, ding, 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 ding. And we all came, Zeke, what's wrong? And he said, the goat Billy's gone. So we got our flashlights and, lanterns, and we got a bunch of moonshine because it was cold that night, too. And we went out to find that goat. And after several hours, we found that goat, and we was all liquored up and all drunk. So we all had sex with that goat. We lined up, and, oh, man, he said, hold it. Wait a minute. Hold on. Come on, man. He says, I can't print that story. Surely there's a story about, you know, neighbors getting together and helping each other. It doesn't involve some guy's wife or goat or something. And yeah, he says, there is. There's Elbert's mare. And it got out. And he says, no, don't tell me. Don't tell. You all went out. He said, yeah, went out, looked, got liquored up, found the mare. We all had sex with that mare because we was all liquored up. He said, no. Look, one last try. Surely, another story that has kind of a poignant or sad or tragic or memorable message to it that you'll never forget that sticks in your head. He says, oh, yeah, I got one. It was about a year ago. It was a Saturday night. And this particular night, I got lost.
All right, let's see how the road home looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Well, you got the highways pretty jacked up, Dan, and that's due to the hockey game. First of all, the Blues and Blackhawks tonight, but we've got eastbound 64 jamming up from about Clarkson up to just before Mason. You've got an accident blocking the left lane. Westbound traffic is slowing from near Ballas out through Mason, and then it's a little slow as you approach the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270, stop and go now from Page through Doherty Ferry. Northbound 170 is heavy from Natural Bridge up through Airport Road. Still a little bit slow as you make your way towards 270. Southbound 170 really jams up a little south of Page all the way down through Highway 64. Eastbound 270 is approaching McDonald through New Florissant, and westbound 70, the normal slowdown between Highway 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Allstate. Get more insurance for your buck with the Allstate Value Plan. It's their most affordable car insurance, and you still get an agent. Find an Allstate agent at allstate.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Jim McMillan and John Shea are in the middle of a discussion.
You know, they said this show couldn't get any worse, but I think I've done it. I've come back, and now we're going to reach an all-time low. We have to.
You know, they say practice makes perfect. I think we could make it worse.
Oh, we can. This can be perfectly terrible.
The Inside Out Show, Saturdays from 11 to 1 on the Big 550.
KTRS.
There you go.
Want to look years younger, even when you're completely naked from the neck up? As in, not wearing makeup, no mascara, no lipstick. We're now letting women try a BB cream breakthrough that doesn't only give you a flawlessly gorgeous complexion, it actually fights your wrinkles long term, so you look years younger even when you're completely naked from the neck up. And during our Neck Up Naked event, we're letting as many women as possible try it. To be one of them, call 1-800-700-3252. Immediately, while supplies last.
He said, see, you're beautiful without any makeup on. And I was just kind of, okay, you know, like, I'm not going to say anything because he's telling me that I'm beautiful with no makeup. But it was like my little secret.
We're letting as many women as possible try Hydroxytone Anti-Aging BB Cream while supplies last, so you can look years younger even when you're neck up naked. If you're one of the first callers right now, call immediately. 1-800-700-3252. 1-800-700-3252. 1-800-700-3252.
Do you know who's watching your home when you're not there? With the national crime rate for home burglary and invasion on the rise, don't become a victim or an easy target for intruders. Take action and protect your home and family today with a free home security system by Security Corp of America, the nation's leader in home security protection. Qualified callers who activate today will also receive a free flat-screen TV. Burglars prefer to break in when no one is home to stop them. Start protecting your home while you're away by calling Security Corp of America today for your free home security system. Callers who qualify and activate today will also receive a free flat screen TV. Number to call is 800-797-4640. 800-797-4640. Again, that's 800-797-4640. Get your free home security system today. Call 800-797-4640.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware. Well, it's gumball season again, and if you have gumball trees, you know exactly what I mean. Wouldn't it be great if you could keep those gumballs from falling out of the tree in the first place?
You can do that?
No, not really. But that would be really cool. But that's not what this commercial is all about. This commercial is about getting rid of those gumballs once they're on the ground. For that project, they're going to need a nut wizard.
A who?
A nut wizard. While the nut wizard won't keep the gumballs from falling out of the trees, it will help you clean them up off the ground. The nut wizard is a long-handled tool. You just roll it over the gumballs on the ground to pick them up. When the nut wizard is full, you just empty it into your favorite receptacle. So don't break your back bending over to pick up those gumballs one at a time. Stop by Schnars and pick up a nut wizard.
A who?
A nut wizard. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910. Or for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Stefanina's, not only can you order whatever toppings you want on your pizza, you can even choose the cheese. Fan of mozzarella? Just ask for it. Love the flavor of Provel? No problem. Heck, you can mix the two if you like. A thin, crispy crust and your favorite hot melted cheese? It doesn't get any better. Stefanina's has been a favorite in St. Charles County for 30 years. They recently added a fifth location in Chesterfield on Chesterfield Airport Road. Dine in, carry out, or have it delivered. Locations and full menus are online at StephsPizza.com. That's StephsPizza.com. Join the email club and get a coupon for a free appetizer, plus weekly coupon specials. You can even place your order online. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's favorite Italian restaurants. Choose your toppings, choose your cheese, choose the best Stefanina's. For menus, locations, and daily specials, see StephsPizza.com.
It's no secret that creatine works to help men get bigger and stronger faster. And right now, you can qualify to receive a bottle of an amazing breakthrough called Pure Creatine if you can answer yes to one of the following three questions. Are you looking for a proven way to power up your body? Would you like to build more speed, endurance, and strength? How about lifting more weight and doing more reps? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you qualify for a full bottle of pure creatine for just $9.95. Call now, 1-800-ATHLETE. Hundreds of studies and millions of athletes have proven that creatine works to make you bigger and stronger faster. But why pay $40 when you can get a full bottle of pure creatine for less than $10? This offer won't last, so you must call now. Put the explosive power of creatine to work for you. To receive your full bottle of pure creatine, call now. 1-800-ATHLETE. That's 1-800-A-T-H-L-E-T-E. 1-800-A-T-H-L-E-T-E.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Josh and his cat Bernard.
He was found living by a dumpster, so I guess anything's a step up from that.
There's Lori and her dog Ellie.
It's thrilling to save a life, to know that you're maybe their last chance and their only hope for a good life.
Hope. That's what brought together Purina One Brand Pet Foods and animal welfare organizations to form the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com.
Mizzou basketball on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Keep it on KTRS for every game with the Missouri Tigers. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers are here on KTRS. Don't miss a minute of hoops action as your Missouri Tigers basketball team plays right here on the Big 550 KTRS. Brought to you by Heartland Bank and West County Nissan.
You know, it's kind of a joke is when you buy something like a nice TV and they go, it's got a 90-day warranty. How many times have you had a TV go out in 90 days?
Yeah.
I mean, right. Really, it's like a joke warranty.
Here's a piece of paper that's worth nothing.
Yeah. Oh, but if you want to pay us, we'll give you a real warranty, but that's going to cost you more. It is time to go to Southern California. I spoke briefly with him this morning. Didn't sound great. Still fighting the good fight against whatever it is that's got him down, but... He's a pro, he's a trooper, and he's going to prove it right now. He's Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home. ThompsonPrice.com would be a good place to start if you'd like to find out more. Here is, from not his deathbed, but sickbed, Mike Evans, everybody. You didn't sound too good this morning.
I know, you know.
Oh, man, yeah, it still sounds bad.
That's not.
Sound actually better than I did this morning, though, I think.
Well, a little bit, yeah. But it's still hanging on.
I am. Pop quiz question. I told you that Rihanna being afraid of fish. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, P. Diddy afraid of feet.
Mm-hmm.
What is Robert De Niro afraid of? Elevators, dentists, or heights? Answer in a minute. Scoop. The 9-year-old Best Actress Oscar nominee, Q Wallace, didn't win, but she did secure a huge contract to star as Annie on Broadway. There seems to be one problem, though. While little Q is a great little actress, little Q can't sing a lick.
That's a problem.
That's a problem if you're going to play Annie on Broadway. TV ratings. NBA basketball ratings are down. NHL hockey ratings are up. A little bit of a surprise there. I was surprised to hear that. This just in, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are going to shoot a semi-nude spread in a French magazine about being pregnant. Comment.
It's about time.
I was going to say, haven't we all suffered enough?
Yeah.
I don't get that. Three, let's do this. Let's double it. Six odds and ends. Yesterday, Lindsay Lohan was offered another incredible deal that would keep her out of jail. 60 days locked down in a rehab center to get sober, to just get sober. This is the best deal she could have possibly hoped for. Word is she turned it down in just 4 hours. I'm going to drive to L.A. tomorrow. She's supposed to be in court tomorrow. We'll see whether or not she has a change of mind, change of heart. Ryan Seacrest looks so darn cute, splashing in the Las Vegas Mirage pool, playing with the dolphins with the other 10-year-old kids. They're all about the same height. They look so cute in there. Final Oscar nugget. The producers were all set to have the 007 dudes all appear. They begged Pierce Brosnan to please be part of the group. He just refused. Says that he's better than that. Didn't want to do it. So they scrubbed the whole thing. What is the deal? Pierce Brosnan is busy. Really all that busy?
I don't know.
I don't get it. LaToya Jackson.
Oh.
No.
Is Prince and Paris Jackson's manager. And apparently she's going to be getting them a lot of jobs here at the end of this next school year. They'll start doing a lot of work. Shia LaBeouf, boy, what a jerk this guy is. He wasn't fired from that Broadway play just because he was bad in the play. The rest of the cast hated him so much they didn't want to be in the play with him. Basically just totally get out. And the Lady the Gaga, one of Frank O'Pinion's personal favorites.
Yep.
Has given up her dream to buy Neverland.
No, oh,
I know.
Man.
Gaga Land. Just think how much fun that would have been. We could have gone there, Frank.
Is that thing still sitting there?
Oh yeah. Have you ever been to Neverland?
No, heavens no. How would I have gone there? You got to be invited. It's Jackson's. It was his private, you know, little.
I've been
zoo.
There twice.
Really?
And it is really, really hard to get to. I mean, the last 45 minutes, you drive on a little two-lane road.
Was he there when you were there?
Yeah.
Wow. Sometime you have to tell us that story.
Yeah. He's dead now, you know.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Yeah. I heard that, yeah.
And finally. What's Robert De Niro afraid of? Elevators, dentists, or heights?
Yeah, it could be a number. I'm going to go heights.
Dentist.
Elevator.
They have to knock him out just to clean his teeth. Dentist. Mike Evans, see ya.
Told you. Who got it?
Me. I'm on a streak now.
Wow.
Oh, man.
From nothing.
You guys both got it wrong.
To taking it all.
What the heck happened there?
Eon the Peon. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Bad's Home. You didn't Google it, did you?
No.
Because I was watching. You didn't have time anyway.
No.
You've been awfully fast to do that. Well, for 12 or 13 years or something like that, I may be off by a year or so, we've had a couple of guys named Mark Rudin and Jason Becker who've been part of the show, and I will just tell you very honestly that when they came on, I thought, well, I'll do the best I can do, and I hope there's some response to this. I hope this is a very tough thing to sell to people, because you're not really selling anything specifically in the way of a product. You're selling an idea. You're selling the idea of getting people to call somebody to get good advice as to what to do with their money. And I thought, this is going to be tough. I couldn't have been more wrong. And I guess it's just because of the fact that when people met Mark and Jason, they liked them. They liked the way they work. They liked what they had to say. They liked that they didn't make promises that they couldn't possibly keep. And that's illegal anyway if you're a financial advisor. And it went far beyond what they or I think, ever thought we'd see in the way of results. So thanks to all of you who now have as your financial advisors Mark Reardon and Jason Becker of Stifel Nicolaus. To the rest of you, I say, you have $25,000 or more. What are you doing with it? Are you handling it all yourself? You making all the choices? You doing all the homework? You might as well quit your job and do it as a full-time job if you're going to do that, because there's an awful lot to know, and every year things change. Tax laws change, investment laws change. Set up a meeting, meet with them, tell them what you're doing with your money, and say, what do you guys think? Is what we're doing smart? Is it dumb? Is some of it good, some of it bad? What would you do? See what they have to say, and they're going to ask you a lot of questions, too. They have to, in order to accomplish the goals you want to accomplish and help you get there. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, two really nice guys that I think you'll enjoy meeting. MarkandJason.com.
Let's get another look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
And this traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. You can't prevent the unexpected, but you can prepare for it with an Allstate agent. They'll help you get the right protection at the right price. Are you in good hands? Well, they have an accident. Now they're working, blocking the right lane. It's on southbound 55 after Arsenal, and traffic is backed up to Graboy. They've cleared the accident on eastbound 64 near Mason, but traffic is hockey traffic coming in. You're still jammed up from about Clarkson through Mason. The right-hand lane is pretty slow getting up to 270, but if you continue east, you're slow again from about McKnight through Big Bend. Southbound 170, still jamming up from Olive down through Highway 64, and on eastbound 70, 270, you're still slow. A little east of McDonald through New Florissant. And this traffic report also brought to you by Hammermill Paper. Hammermill Paper is 99.99% jam-free, guaranteed. Don't you wish traffic was? Hammermill, no worries. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
McGraw-Millhaven has one new thing to do to get ready for his morning show.
Carney, make up!
Because now you can watch him on TV, KTRS-TV.
Carney, get in here. I need your blush.
And here's how. Between 6 and 10 a.m. weekday mornings, go to KTRS.com. Click play on the homepage and watch McGraw in the Morning on High Def TV.
Has Carney been using my eyeliner again?
Yes, with 4 HD cameras, you'll get all sides of traffic, weather, guests, callers, news, and sports live as it happens.
What are Carney's Depends doing here in the studio?
It's radio on TV at KTRS.com, powered by Talison Technologies.
Hey, Tiger fans, Mizzou is closer than you think. Shop the Mizzou store for official Mizzou and SEC clothing, gifts, and tailgate essentials. From game day fashion to Mizzou collectibles, the Mizzou store has something for every member of the family. The Mizzou store is open daily in Chesterfield Commons at Boone's Crossing, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 8, and on Sunday from 11 till 6 p.m. The Mizzou store, official Tiger outfitters since 1899. Call them at 636-730-3100. TheMizzouStore.com.
Spend your tax refund on state minimum coverage from Safe Auto to keep you legal and protect you in case of an accident. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe. Spend less.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, you know what's too bad? I'm just sitting here thinking, man, I got some great ideas for the next hour of the show, and then I realize it's over.
We're done.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I had some good stuff, too.
I'll save them for tomorrow.
I'm on assignment tomorrow.
What?
I'll save them for Monday. Oh, yeah. Wait.
What?
I'll save them for Tuesday. Listen, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Have a great, what is this?
Thursday
evening, everybody.